Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How fun is the credit crunch, Simon?
It's just the gift that keeps giving.
At least lettuces aren't $12 each now.
That's true.
You know, everything else is super expensive and we're all feeling the pinch.
Well, at least we can eat lettuce.
Let us eat. It's the 5-Minute Food Fix with Yumi Steins and Simon Davis.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So what I wanted to achieve in today's episode, Simon, is not to tell you how to save money.
Because,
you know, there's plenty of that. And we do talk to that quite often on this podcast.
We really do.
But let's say you've spent a lot of money on a really expensive cut of meat, which is lamb cutlets.
Yes, good cut of meat.
Oh, so good when they're good.
Yes.
And so expensive. So what I really thought we could do today is explain how to really get a lamb cutlet right and maybe unfurl some of the ways that people get them wrong. Okay, so with any protein, it's good to dry it off before frying it. Now, can you explain why that is?
Well, Yumi, that's really simple. That's the Maillard reaction. I say really simple, but it sounds very fancy, doesn't it? So that's so that you've got rid of that water so that when it makes contact with the pan, the nice hot pan, you're not kind of, that water's not evaporating and kind of steaming your meat and making it all grey and horrible. It's actually going to come into contact with the oil or butter that you've used in the pan and get that lovely sticky brown deliciousness, which is where all the savoury goodness is.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And you don't want that grey look on your chop, do you?
No, a grey chop is not a good look.
So this is something that I think amateur cooks at home are intimidated by or feel weird about, but you are allowed to pat your meat dry. And same with fish. So you can use paper toweling or a fresh clean tea towel that's not overly smelly with detergents or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, pat your meat dry so that when it comes in contact with the oil in the pan, it's just heat.
And gentle patting, you know, treating this thing that's cost $60, you know, to a gentle pat. It's like it's a baby's bottom. You're just giving it a little clean. You're just getting it ready.
Yeah? Well, it is a lamb.
Yes, so, you know, it's not too far off, really.
No, being gentle. I guess you're saying don't rub at it.
No, don't give it a big smack.
And when in a lamb cutlet's cooking life do you add the salt?
See, I like to salt some of those meats before they go into the pan. So, you know, if you get quite a big old pinch of salt and really kind of rub it between your hands, sea salt, and then scatter that over both sides of the meat and leave it for a good 5 minutes beforehand. That will just draw out some of that extra moisture from the meat.
And then do you pat it dry after that?
Then I do. I pat it dry again.
I also really love to salt the fatty rind of a chop because I think if you fry it the rind side down first, it can really render and go quite crispy and smell really good and kind of get everybody's saliva glands going.
Gets everything going, doesn't it? It renders that fat. You can then eat it more easily when you're actually there at the meal, if that's something you like too, which is delicious. But then also that chop will cook in its own fat and nothing is more delicious than the fat and flavour that you get within that.
I agree. So let's picture that pan. I think a bit of oil or lamb fat on the pan is essential. You can't expect it to cook on a non-stick fry pan with nothing else added to the pan.
Needs a little something to come
now,
to the party.
Once you start making contact with the chop on the pan or the cutlet on the pan, the timer starts then, right? So you are not to go to the toilet. You're not to go wander out and water the garden. You really want to be thinking, how long does this need? Now, the trick is with saying 3 minutes per side is even within one packet of chops or cutlets, the thickness varies drastically. Yes. You get some really anemic little scrawny ones and you get some big robust chunker ones.
You absolutely do, right? And also sometimes those bones can vary in terms of the thickness of the bones too, and the bones conduct the temperature through to the meat to cook it. So there are lots of infinitesimal little variances there in play.
It's true. So what you need to do is have a vague sense of time. So maybe set a timer for, say, 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes, but also be using your powers of observation. Watch those cutlets with your eyes. Press on them with your fingertips.
Yes.
Make sure the meat is in contact with the pan, because sometimes it might kind of buckle up away from the pan.
Yeah, look, I get a bit fancy here at some points and I put a weight down there on the chops.
You've got it, like one of those weights, don't
you? I do have one of those
weights. Did you bring it from overseas? Amazing. What's the story with that weight?
No. We can't get distracted by the weight, but the weight is really good because it makes that contact really solid there across the meat.
Oh, I think it's so cool. So if you've spent the money on the chop, and I have worked it out, it's roughly $4, give or take, per lamb cutlet.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And if your kid doesn't eat it then and you're stuck with it, well, what are you going to do? You just have to eat it miserably,
I would begrudge them that $4 or more, I think, in that case, yeah.
Okay, so time it per side, about 2.5 to 3 minutes per side, but use common sense, flip it over, one timer only. And then do you allow your cutlets to rest before serving?
I like to let my meat rest, yeah, for a little bit. I do believe in the power of resting meat. You don't want to rest these for an awfully long time. They're small pieces of meat. They won't stay that warm. But good, you know, just 5 minutes while you're getting everything else ready.
Yeah, I think 5 minutes is a naturally occurring rest time for a cutlet anyway.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Got my cutlet timing down pat.
And then, look, I'm not a snob about salt. I would put a bit of salt on the table. You wanted to add some extra.
Yeah. And would you ever go with any sauces and things? For kids, no, but the grown-ups might like a little something with this.
What sort of sauce?
A little something yogurty, possibly. A tzatziki would be really nice.
Really?
Yeah, I would. I would love to, you know, sort of smear that lamb lollipop through that.
And then, yum. Yeah, I mean, I'm a strong believer in letting the lamb speak for itself.
Very good.
Yeah. Just,
also
just,
does a job.
Yeah. Delicious. Maybe mop up the juice with some mashed potato.
Yum.
Yum.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.